Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Today is February 20th, 2020, and here are our readings from our reading plan, Seek Him. Today we'll be reading Psalm 27, 7 through 14, Genesis 48, and Matthew 17, 1 through 13. We'll be starting with Psalm 27, 7 through 14. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path. Because of my enemies, give me not up to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have arisen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Genesis chapter 48. After this, Joseph was told, behold, your father is ill. So he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And it was told to Jacob, your son Joseph has come to you. Then Israel summoned his strength and sat up in bed. And Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a company of people and will give this land to your offspring after you for an everlasting possession. And now your two sons who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simeon are, and the children that you fathered after them shall be yours. They shall be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. As for me, when I came from Padan to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan on the way, where there was still some distance to go to Ephrath, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, who are these? Joseph said to his father, they are my sons, whom God has given to me here. And he said, bring them to me, please, that I may bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so that he could not see. So Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I never expected to see your face, and behold, God has let me see your offspring also. Then Joseph removed them from his knees, and he bowed himself with his face on the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh, crossing his hands. For Manasseh was the firstborn, and he blessed Joseph and said, the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the boys, and in them let my name be carried on, in the name of my fathers Abraham, Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he took his father's hand and moved it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not this way, my father, since this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Nevertheless, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his offspring shall become a multitude of nations. So he blessed them that day, saying, by you, Israel, will pronounce blessing, saying, God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. Thus he put Ephraim and Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you, rather than to your brothers, one mountain slope that I took from the hand of the Amorites with my sword and my bow. Matthew 7, 1 through 13. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before him, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with them. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. And the disciples asked him, then why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come? He answered, Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. This is the word of our Lord in our readings for February 20th, 2020. And in particular, I want to talk about this moment of transfiguration. Have you ever wondered why Peter, James, and John were the only people that got to go up the mountain? It's because we learned something about how Jesus had disciples. How Jesus discipled. This actually teaches us something as disciples who want to make disciples about discipling. Jesus had Peter, James, and John. He had the 12 disciples, and then he had many other followers that followed him. If you recall other stories in the gospel where he sends out the 72, where he sends out all these other people that aren't named, some of them are, but most of them aren't. There were more than just the 12 following Jesus. Jesus had the few, he had the 12, and he had the many. He had the few, he had the 12, he had the many. And as disciples who want to make disciples, we need to ask a question here. Who are our few? Who are the people that God has placed in our life? Those 2 to 3 people that really, really, truly follow under us as teachers, or just are really influenced by us in our faith walk. Who are the few in our lives? Then who are the 12? Who are the other people in our lives that Jesus has put in our lives to inspire, to encourage? Maybe not as much as the few, but to continue to inspire and encourage. You know, the few are the people we take to the Mount of Transfiguration. The 12 are the ones that we walk with through this life. And then, who are the many that God has placed in your life? Your workplace, your school, whatever it may be. Who are the many that Jesus has placed in your life to be a disciple maker with? Remember, Jesus had the few, he had the 12, and he had the many. And he gives us a great example of what a discipleship relationship should look like. Also in this passage, I love Peter's response. Let's make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. I just, this response, Lord, it is good that we are here. Peter doesn't want to leave this mountain. He wants to stay in this moment. And when we find ourselves in those places, Jesus makes it clear that this isn't to be the place that we're going to stay. This isn't where we're going to stay. We're going to go back down the mountain. We got to go back down the mountain so that the 12 can eventually be lifted up to the mountain, that the many could eventually be lifted up to the mountain, so that the world could eventually be lifted up the mountain. You know, they hear the voice of God. This is my son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And here's the thing. We got to help others come up the mountain. And if we stay on top of the mountain, how are we ever going to go down to get others? How are we ever going to go down to show others that this truly is the Son of God? Come, taste, and see, for the Lord is good. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. 'Cause you will see.